感谢主，今天能与弟兄姐妹分享，我对十字架的一些感受。
Thank the Lord that today I have this opportunity to share with brothers and sisters my own little experience, regarding the cross.
这个题目比较难讲，但这是一个很重要的节目题目，这是我们的主对我们的要求。
So this topic is a little bit hard to share on, but I think this is also a very important topic, that our Lord wants us to learn.
也是我们信仰的根基，虽然一下子难以明白，但我们只要随着圣灵的感动和神话语的带领，我们应该慢慢可以明白神的心意。
And this is also the basis of our faith, that I think that as we go along and with the help of the Holy Spirit, that we will understand the meaning behind this.
我们先来读一段圣经，大家打开圣经到约翰福音十九章。
Let's turn to our Bible. Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 19.
好，我们因为这段圣经比较长，所以我和翻译的弟兄分开读。我先读十九章十四到二十节，然后翻译弟兄从二十一节读到二十六节。我们和 slides 上面是一样的。好，我先读十四节到二十节。
Okay, because this is a little bit long, these are longer passages, so we'll read verse 14 to 20 in Chinese and then 21 to 26 in English.
好，那日是逾越节的日子，约有五正，比拉多对犹太人说，看哪，这是你们的王。他们喊着说，除掉他，除掉他，钉他在十字架上。比拉多说，我可以把你们的王钉十字架吗？祭司长回答说，除了凯撒，我们没有王。于是比拉多将耶稣交给他们去钉十字架，他们就把耶稣带了去。耶稣背着自己的十字架出来，到了一个地方，名叫骷髅地，希伯来话叫哥哥他。他们就在那里钉他在十字架上，还有两个人和他一同钉在一边一个，耶稣在中间。比拉多又用牌子写了一个名号安在十字架上，写的是犹太人的王，拿撒勒人耶稣。有许多犹太人念这名号，因为耶稣被钉十字架的地方与城相近，并且是用希伯来、罗马、希腊三样文字写的。
Verse 21. So the chief priests of the Jews were saying to Pilate, do not write the king of the Jews, but that he said, I am king of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his outer garments and made four parts, a part to every soldier and also the tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece, so that they said to one another, let's not tear it, but cast lots for it, to decide whose it shall be. This was to fulfill the scripture. They divided my outer garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Therefore, the soldiers did these things. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus then said, when Jesus then saw his mother and the disciples whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son.
好，我下面读二十七节到三十三节，又对那门徒说，看你的母亲。从此那门徒就接他到自己的家里去了。这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为了经上的话应验，就说我渴了。有一个器皿盛满了醋放在那里，他们就拿海蓉蘸满了醋，绑在牛膝草上送到他口。耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交给神了。犹太人因这日是预备日，又因安息日是个大日子，就求比拉多叫人打断他的腿，把他们拿去，免得尸首当安息日留在十字架上。于是兵丁来，把头一个的腿并与耶稣同钉的第二个人的腿都打断了，只是来到耶稣那里，见他已经死了，就不打断他的腿。好，三十四到三十七，请用英文，请听的。
Okay, one. And then verse 34 to 37. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true. And he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you also may believe. For these things came to pass to fulfill the scripture. Not a bone of him shall be broken. And again, another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced.
我记得很多年前我刚去教会听到的时候，记得台上有一个年轻的翻译。
I remember many years ago when I went to listen to the preacher to preach message, I remember there was a young translator on the stage.
每次他翻译到十字架，他就是要哭的样子。我那时候应该是已经信了，但我很奇怪，他为什么要哭呢？
And every time when he translated the word cross, he looked like as if he's about to cry. And at that time, I became a believer already, but I was really puzzled. I was wondering, why was he crying or about to cry?
一个大男人站在台上要哭，多不像样子。
And you know, as a grown man standing on stage and about to cry, that this is just not proper.
那时候，当时我也不懂什么是十字架。虽说是信了，只是相信有神而已。
So at the time, I was a believer, but I don't truly understand what is the cross, and I only believe that there's God.
耶稣是谁，我也不明白。那时我是刚刚信主，心里挺高兴的。
And I don't even quite understand, truly understand who Jesus is. And at that time, I just became a believer, and so in my heart, I have full of joy.
那时候我到教会挺喜乐的，怎么会听到教会里有人哭呢？这好像挺可怕的。
And so my heart was full of joy, and I was actually frightened a little bit to hear people would cry in church.
说起十字架，我还是有印象的。小时候
And speaking of the cross, I actually do still have this distant memory from when I was young.
小时候，有几次晚上，我爸爸带我去他的朋友家里，他家住的也不远，大概离我家有20分钟走路的样子。
So when I was young, I remember that there are a few times when my dad would bring me to one of his friends at night, and then his friend's house was not that far; it's about 20 minutes walk from our house.
快到他朋友家的时候，会经过一个很高的房子，那个房子有一个很尖的屋顶。
And so when we're about to reach the friend's house, I remember we would walk past this very large house. And this house has a very sharp and pointy roof.
那个房子很大，院子外面有铁门，那个尖顶上面就有一个这个十字架。
So the structure was really large. And then also in the outer courts, there's this iron gate. And then on the top of that pointy roof was a cross.
我每次拉着我爸爸的手走过那里的时候，心里就很害怕。
And as I was holding my father's hand as we walked past, I always had this great fear in my heart.
因为听大人说那是个疯人院，关了很多疯子。
Because I heard the adults say that was a mental asylum, and inside were many crazy people.
这个铁门里面还有狗在叫，也不懂，
And then inside the yard, I could hear the barking of dogs.
也不知道为什么现在的小孩子不怕狗。我小时候只知道狗会咬人。
I don't know why kids nowadays aren't afraid of dogs, but I remember when I was a kid, dogs would bite people.
再加上是晚上，我那时候是小孩子，心理压力就特别大。
And also, on top of that, it was nighttime, and so as a kid, I had this great anxiety inside me building up.
现在想起来，那个建筑物是个教堂哦。
So thinking back now, I could see that big building was actually a church.
啊，是啊，没想到我现在长大以后，那个时候是30多岁的时候，又看见这个十字架了，有人就看见他就会哭了。
And who thought that, you know, some 30 some years later, I again see the cross, and even there are people who would cry when they see this cross.
大家知道，男儿有泪不轻弹，只是没到伤心处。
As everyone knows, grown men do not cry easily. It's only when there are things that's truly troubling to the heart.
我自己知道，我成年以后就没有哭过，应该是没有到伤心处吧。
I know at least for myself, after I become an adult, I never cried. I think it's probably just because I never met anything that hurt me so deeply.
但那位弟兄哭是一定是有原因的，只是我不懂。
So that translator brother must have a reason to shed tears. Probably just I didn't understand the reasoning at the time.
这个差不多有二十年过去了，那个弟兄哭的光景一直在我的脑海中。
And 20 some years later, the image of seeing that brother shedding tears still stuck in my head.
好，现代人很难想象十字架这个刑罚的残酷的。
I think in modern times, it's very hard for modern people to imagine the suffering one goes through when they go on a cross.
从表面上看，这只是把人钉在一个木头上嘛？是不是钉钉子很痛啊？
Because on the surface, it looks like just somebody was tied onto some wood, and then some, probably they it hurt a little bit when the nail go into their bodies.
但痛的刑罚我们知道很多了，这个很多刑罚比这个更痛。
But your average people would think that I probably know way more method to torture some people that would cause way more pain than this.
所以，其实十字架上的痛苦不是这个钉子的痛，而是因为长时间的渴和饿，所以就很难受。
So the real pain, the suffering of being crucified is not because of the nails, but rather because you're hung there, and you're hungry and you're thirsty.
十字架上的犯人最终都是因窒息而死的。十字架的痛苦来于受罪的时间长，而不是痛苦的强度。
And so people would die during crucifixion due to asphyxiation. And so the pain from crucifixion comes not from the intensity of the pain, but rather the duration of the pain.
被钉的人如果到了时间他还没有死，兵丁就把犯人的双腿打断，加速犯人的死亡。
And then, so upon the point of time, if the prisoner still haven't died yet, then the soldier would break their legs to speed up the death.
这个原因就是因为钉在十字架的犯人被贴着十字架，需要双腿撑起全身才可以呼吸。
And the reasoning behind that was that those who are crucified on the cross, because their back were against the cross, so they use their legs to actually support their full body's weight so that they could breathe normally.
如果双腿被打断了，犯人就没有办法撑起身体，就会很快的窒息死亡。
And then, but if their legs were broken, then they have no way to support their full body weight, and soon they will asphyxiate.
所以圣经上就记载了这个兵丁来打断和耶稣同钉的十字架犯人这个腿的事情的原因。
And so that's why in the Bible it's recorded that the soldier came to break the legs of those around Jesus.
我们刚才读的约翰福音19章31节到33节就描述了这样的事情。
And as we just read from John chapter 19, verse 31 to 33, describe such a scene.
其实大家看，被打断腿对十字架上的人是好的，因为可以死得痛快一点。
And so from the people around, around those who are crucified, they view the prisoner's leg being broken is a good thing. It's a merciful thing because it helps speed up the passing of the people who are being crucified.
但十字架本身是个很残酷的刑罚，它使得挂在上面的人希望能够快点死。
But crucifixion itself is a very cruel punishment. Because it caused the people who are being crucified to wish that they would die sooner.
罗马帝国初期的时候，常常用这个残酷的刑罚来使人民恐惧。
And so in the beginning of the Roman Empire, they would use this this torture method to as a way to instill fear into people.
记得我上中学的时候，历史书上，我们学的历史书上记载，罗马帝国的奴隶，常常反抗。
And so I remember when I was in middle school and reading on the history books, it would say that the oftentimes the Roman Empire would have these slave uprisings.
大家知道，我们以前学习的时候，学的历史主要是要学农民反抗。
And if you recall, in mainland, whenever whatever subject that we study mainly, we focus on the peasant rebellions.
所以奴隶呢就起义反抗，有一个最大的奴隶起义运动叫 Spartax 反抗运动。
And so the slave rebellions, one of the biggest ones is the Spartacus rebellion.
最后呢，起义失败了，罗马帝国呢就把反抗的奴隶从罗马城外很远的地方一直一个一个订到罗马城里面。
And so, but eventually that uprising failed, and so the Roman Empire took the rebellious slaves, and then starting from very far from the Roman city, and they nailed all of them on a cross, all the way one next to each other, and then all the way lead back into the city of Rome.
如果这个刑罚不可怕，罗马帝国会常常用吗？
And if this is not a very frightening torture method to use, I can imagine the Roman Empire would use it or become so popular with the Roman Empire.
因为这个刑罚十分的残忍，罗马帝国常常用它来恐吓百姓。
And because it's so cruel, that's why the Roman Empire oftentimes use it as a way to instill fear in the people.
那么为什么犹太人要钉耶稣十字架？
So why the Jews people wanted to crucify Jesus?
这也是一个常常令我疑惑的事情。
So this often caused me confusion, puzzlement.
即使犹太人不承认耶稣是弥赛亚，犹太人不喜欢耶稣，也不至于置他于死地。
Even if the Israelite does not accept him, does not accept Jesus as the Messiah, and even if they don't like him, they don't have to put him to death.
而且要把耶稣挂十字架，他们明明看见耶稣行了很多的神迹奇事，救了很多的人，是什么使犹太人铁了心要耶稣死呢？
And also, not only that, they also want to crucify him upon a cross. They themselves witnessed Jesus perform many miracles, saved many people. So what caused the Israelites' heart to turn into stone and to want to crucify Jesus?
而且要把耶稣钉十字架，虽说耶稣上十字架是我们都知道是神的旨意，但犹太人的心为什么那么硬呢？
We all know is the will of God for Jesus to be crucified upon the cross, but what turned the Israelites' hearts into stone?
这在马太福音二十七章，其中的，我就想读这个三节，二十三到二十五节，这里讲了这个原因。
And so for that, we turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 27, and we'll read from verse 23 to 25.
好，巡抚说，为什么呢？他做了什么恶事呢？他们便极力喊着说，把他钉十字架。比拉多见说也
And he said, why? What evil has he done? But they kept shouting all the more, saying, crucify him.
比拉多见说也无济于事，反而生乱，就拿水在众人面前洗手，说，流这一人的血，罪不在我，你们承当吧。
When Pilate saw that he was accomplishing nothing, but rather that a riot was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. See to that yourselves.
众人都回答说，他的血归到我们和我们的子孙身上。
And all the people said, His blood shall be on us and on our children.
犹太人宁愿让耶稣的血归在自己和自己的子孙的身上，这是多么大的仇呢？为什么呢？
So the Israelite people rather that the blood of Jesus be onto them and onto their children. What kind of debt do they have against Jesus?
因为耶稣是真神，那些黑暗的律法师和宗教领袖们，因为耶稣揭露了他们的真相和假冒伪善的本质。
And it's because Jesus is true God, and so those Pharisees and religious leaders who are living in darkness, Jesus revealed their truth and revealed their double standards. And so they want him dead, to be put to death.
因为他们不把耶稣置于死地的话，他们的地位，他们的权威就保不住了。
Because if they do not put him to death, then their own positions and power are in danger.
这个马太福音23章耶稣是这样讲的，我们看马太福音23章13到15节。
And so in Matthew chapter 23 verse 13 to 15,
伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们正当人前把天国的门关了，自己不进去，正要进去的人，你们也不容他们进去。
But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you shut off the kingdom of heaven from people, for you do not enter in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in.
你们这些假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们侵吞寡妇的家产，假意做很长的祷告，你们要受更重的刑罚。
Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you devour widows' houses, and for pretense you make long prayers. Therefore, you will receive greater condemnation.
你们这假冒伪善的文士、法利赛人有祸了，因为你们走遍海洋陆地。勾引一个人入教，即使入了教，却是使他做地狱之子，比你们还加倍。
Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, because you travel around on sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he becomes one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves.
耶稣常常揭露那些法利赛人和文士的假冒为善。
And so,Lord Jesus oftentimes reveal these Pharisees and scribes their hypocrisies and their pretenses.
那些犹太的宗教人士恨死了耶稣，他们要除掉耶稣，不然犹太人都跟着耶稣走了。
And because of that, that's why the religious leaders absolutely hated Jesus and want to get rid of him. Otherwise, all the people would then follow him.
那祭司长和文士们是怎么做的呢？他们就借犹太人，借罗马人的手。
And so how did they accomplish this? So they accomplished this by using the power of the Roman Empire.
我们看路加福音第23章8节。
And so we see Luke chapter 23 verse 8.
西律看见耶稣就很喜欢，因为听过他的事，久要想见他，并且指望看他行一件神迹。
Now, Herod was very glad when he saw Jesus, for he had wanted to see him for a long time, because he had been hearing about him and was hoping to see some sign performed by him.
于是问他许多的话，耶稣却一言不答。
And he questioned him at some length,But he answered him nothing.
祭司长文士都站着极力地告他。
And the chief priests and the scribes were standing there accusing him vehemently.
西律和他的兵丁就藐视耶稣，戏弄他，给他穿上华丽衣服，送他到比拉多那里去。
And Herod and his soldiers, after treating him with contempt and mocking him, dressed him in a gorgeous robe and sent him back to Pilate.
大家看这下面一节啊，很要挺要紧的。从前西律和比拉多彼此有仇，在那一天就成了朋友。
And pay attention to the next verse because this is interesting. Now, Herod and Pilate became friends with one another that very day, for before they had been enemies with each other.
大家知道希律是犹太人的这个政治领袖。
So, as you know, Herod was the religious leader of the Jews.
Political leader.
A political leader of the Jews.
在罗马帝国的时候，这个希律就是这个犹奸的头。
And so, during the Roman Empire, Herod was basically the traitor, the leader of the Jewish traitors.
比拉多就是那个占领军的头。
So, Pilate is the occupying force. He is the head of the occupying force.
就像我们以前抗日战争时期一样，我们也有汉奸，也有日本占领军。
And so, just like during the Japanese invasion of China, at that time we also have Chinese who are serving as traitors, and then also there's the occupying force.
他们之间彼此有矛盾。但只要一出现抗日分子，他们就要携手消灭抗日分子的。
And so normally, between these two forces, they have often have their conflicts. But then, as soon as there are people who rise up against the Japanese occupation, then these two groups will unite to destroy that force.
在约翰福音十九章十四节是这样记载的。那日是
In John chapter 19, verse 14, it says.
那日是逾越节的日子，约有五正。比拉多对犹太人说：“看哪，这是你们的王。”
Now it was a day of preparation for the Passover. It was about the sixth hour, and he said to the Jews, "Behold, your king."
他们喊着说：“除掉他，除掉他，钉他在十字架上。”比拉多说：“我可以把你们的王钉十字架吗？”祭司长回答说：“除了凯撒，我们没有王。”
So they cry out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar."
这个犹太人的王是一个政治罪名，以谋反的名义来杀耶稣，这就是祭司长和文士所做的事。
And so the king of the Jews is a political accusation. They want to use the excuse that Jesus was rebelling against the government as an excuse to kill him. And this was what the chief priests and scribes were trying to do.
如此看来，熟悉律法成为宗教领袖，并不能解决人身上的罪的问题。
And so, looking at these events, it looks like.Just simply knowing the laws and becoming a political leader cannot resolve the very basic issue of everybody's sin.
这些人外表上很虔诚，行为上也很敬虔，但心里却充满了罪恶。
Because these people, even though they know the laws very well,And then outwardly, they look very godly, and on the action, it seems godly, but in their hearts, they're full of evil and sin.
他们一生没有寻求神，他们所寻求的是祖宗的传承和自己的地位和财富。
And they spend their whole entire life not seeking God, but rather what their forefather had passed down to them, and also their own status and wealth.
圣洁的服侍神的工作被人利用来谋求自己的利益，他们表面上是敬虔的，他们名义上是为神发善心。
So the godly work of serving God has been used by people instead trying to get their, to gather their own benefits. And so on outwardly, they seem very reverent, they seem very godly, and they said that they have a heartThey have fire for the Lord.
但他们所做的是以他们自己的喜好来杀人，岂不知道杀人就是犯了最大的诫命吗？
But actually, what they're doing is that they are killing people according to their own advances. And didn't they know that killing is one of the biggest commandments?
耶稣行了那么多的神迹奇事，这些祭司长文士知道耶稣是从哪里来的，还是要杀了耶稣，因为耶稣指出了他们的本相。
And even though Jesus performed so many miracles, and those chief priests and the scribes, they know that Jesus came from God, but yet they still want to kill Jesus. And it's because Jesus pointed out to everyone, including themselves, their true nature.
是，这在罗马书第三章11-15节就描写了就11-18节就是描述了这个现象。
And then so in Romans chapter 3, verse 11 to 18, it describes this exact thing.
好， 我读一遍。没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离其正路，一同变为无用。没有行善的，连一个都没有。他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇里有毁舌的毒气，满口是咒骂苦毒，杀人流血，他们的腿飞跑，所经过的路变形残害暴虐的事，平安的路他们未曾知道，他们眼中不怕神。
Verse 11 to 18, there is none who understands, there is none who seeks for God. All have turned aside, together they have become useless. There is none who does good, there is not even one.Their throat is an open grave. With their tongues, they keep deceiving. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their paths, and the path of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes.
我们知道耶稣是神的儿子，他不应该被钉十字架，他钉十字架完全是为了我们的缘故。
We know that Jesus is the Son of God, and he shouldn't have been crucified. And we know that he was crucified is all due to for us on our behalf.
但为什么我也是基督徒，别人看见听见十字架就哭，而我就是不哭呢？看来还是我有的我对十字架真正的含义还是有一些不懂。
So being a Christian as well, why is it that when for others, whenever the cross was mentioned, they would shed tears, but I did not feel the urge to cry. So perhaps I still haven't truly understand the meaning of the cross.
下面我要讲一讲，我从圣经里看出耶稣钉十字架的意义。
And so next, I'd like to share a little bit about what I saw, my understanding of the cross through the Bible.
这个有几个。第一个呢，就是十字架是伤了耶稣的脚跟，但是他伤的却是撒旦的头。
So the first meaning is that even though the cross bruised the ankle of Jesus, but then that also crushed the head of the enemy.Of Satan.
在创世纪三章十五节是这样记载的，就是神在这个预言，三章十五节就预言女人的后裔要伤蛇的头，蛇的后裔要伤女人后裔的脚跟。
And so in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, God proclaimed such that, and between your seed and her seed, he shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel.
我们现在都知道这个预言是借着是指的主耶稣基督在十字架上的死来败坏掌死权的魔鬼而说的。
And so knowing that this is a prophecy, we all know that this is to prophesy that Lord Jesus will use the cross, his death upon the cross to destroy the power of Satan.
所以你看在这个希伯来书二章十四节也是这样讲了。二章十四节是这样讲的，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
And in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 it says, Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of the same, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is, the devil.
所以 我们知道全世界的人类都是男性社会啊，只有童女所生的耶稣才是唯一的女人的后世。
So we all know that in the entire human history, we are all descendants of men being in a patriarchal society. So only the Jesus was born of a virgin, then he could be considered the descendant of woman.
耶稣借着死打中了魔鬼的头，败坏了那掌死权的。
And Jesus, through his death, bruised the head of the devil.
好，我们看第二点，十字架是极痛苦的死刑，但是他这个痛苦的死刑能够救人脱离地狱的永刑。
And so, second point is that even though crucifixion is very painful, it's a very painful way to die. But then, yet it could help. It's a way to save people from the eternal suffering of hell.
撒旦以为他最厉害的捆绑的权力就是死。
And so Satan thought his most powerful weapon is the power over death.
若能连神的儿子耶稣也害死了，这就是撒旦最大的得胜的地方。
So he figured if he could cause the death of the Son of God, then that would be his greatest victory.
所以他怂恿魔鬼怂恿当时的犹太人和罗马兵丁用残忍的十字架的死刑来对付耶稣。
And so he persuaded the Jews and the Roman soldiers at the time to use the cruelest method, the cross, the crucifixions to put Jesus to death.
所以这个就是魔鬼把人对把他心中对创造主的恶毒和仇恨充分的发泄了出来。
And this was also a way for the devil to release all his anger and hatred towards the creator.
魔鬼哪里会想到这个是神计划的这个代赎的救恩，神因为神已经早就注定了罪的工价乃是死。
But the devil never thought that this was actually part of God's plan to wait for towards salvation, because God already proclaimed that the price of death of sin is death.
我们看罗马书六章二十三节。
So we look at Romans chapter 6 verse 23.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐使我们的主耶稣那在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这个无罪的耶稣怎么可能会被置于死地？但耶稣甘心接受死，好替那些悔改归向他的人还清罪债。
So how could the sinless Jesus be put to death? But Jesus was very willing to do this.So that he could take our place, so that he could pay the price for those who want to repent and to turn back to God.
我们因此就可以免了地狱里的永死。
And because of this, we were spared of eternal death in hell.
这就是十字架的另一面，耶基督成了我们代罪的羔羊。
And so this was the other side of the cross, and that is,Our Lord Jesus became our sin offering. He was the lamb who was slain.
所以第三个就是十字架是一个主，加拉太书三章十三节是这样写的，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
And so the third point is that the cross is also a curse.According to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree.
耶稣虽然被证明是无罪的，但被当时的人把他当作囚犯一样钉死。
And so even though Jesus was sinless, but then he was condemned to death just like as a sinner by the people at the time.
他死得很惨，连天父也将他离弃。
And he suffered greatly for his death, and even to a point where the Heavenly Father turned his face away from him.
大家也记得圣经上记载，那个时候天昏地暗，这个闪电啊、雷轰啊，各个他山就变成了像骷髅地一样的地狱的样式。
And so if you recall in the description, at that time that the sky was full of darkness, there were wind, there were howling, there were lightning and thunder, and caused that the whole place to appear like hell itself.
可是另一方面，神的儿子将生命倾倒，为的是将永生和天上的福气赐给我们。
But yet, on the other hand, the Son of God poured out his life so that he can bless us with eternal life and all kind of heavenly blessings.
所以神这个神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们舍了，岂不把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
So, like the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 32, it says, He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with Him freely give us all things.
这个神要把这个福气白白的赐给我们，这是神十字架真正的意义。
And so God wants to give us this blessing for free and freely. And so this is the true meaning of the cross.
好，上看，虽然魔鬼怂恿人极力的去侮辱耶稣，吐唾沫在他脸上，用拳用掌打他，夺他的衣服，使他赤身露体。
So even though the devil persuaded, encouraged the people to shame Jesus, to spit on his face, to punch him and to take away his clothing so that he was naked.
所以当魔鬼和他的爪牙侮辱耶稣到了兴高采烈的时候，他们竟不知不觉侮辱这个耶稣为王，并给他戴上荆棘的冠冕，把他举起钉在十字架上。
And just as they were at the height of their enjoyment of shaming Jesus, they unconsciously in their shaming, they actually proclaimed Jesus to be a king and actually offered him a crown of thorn and lifted him up onto the cross.
他们的高举真的是让耶稣到了天上地下权柄和地底下一切的权柄，得到了一切的权柄。
And unknowingly, in their celebration, as they lifted Jesus up, they truly actually lifted him to receive the power that is above heaven and on earth and under the earth.
所以后来耶稣复活，做了万王之王，万主之主，做。让所有受造之物无不向耶稣屈膝，称耶稣为王。
And so after Jesus was resurrected, he truly became the King of all kings, Lord of all lords, and to everything all worshipped him.
十字架在
and called him the Lord.
十字架在撒旦的意思是要羞辱主，但在神的意思是要荣耀主。
The cross.The devil wanted to use the cross as a way to shame the Lord, but then God used that as a way to glorify our Lord.
所以哥林多前书一章十八节这里就这样讲到，因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 it says, For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved,It is the power of God.
魔鬼原是美丽的天使，在受造之时，他已经智慧充足了。
And so, Satan, when he was created, he was the perfect in beauty and might. And when he was created, he was full of wisdom.
Yeah. 这个魔鬼堕落的原因是他的骄傲。
And but he was fallen because.Of his pride.
但是魔鬼堕落了以后，自己不明白自己的智慧不及神的智慧， 想尽办法要把神的儿子钉在十字架上。
But after he was fallen, he still does not comprehend the fact that his wisdom was nowhere near God's wisdom. And so he spent many ways, he was trying to come up with different ways to nail the Son of God upon the cross.
这魔鬼绝对不会想到神竟用这种愚拙的方式去完成这个救恩的大计划。
And he would have never thought in a million years that God used such a quote-unquote foolish way to accomplish the great works of his salvation.
这个十字架原来不是羞耻、痛苦、污秽的吗？
Doesn't the cross originally mean shame and suffering and filth?
这个这样被羞辱的这一位耶稣死了以后如此的下贱和不名誉，那怎么会有人去信靠他呢？
Jesus bore such shame by dying upon the cross. Why would anyone still believe him?
这个道理看上去很愚拙。
So again, this looks like such a foolish way to go about it.
但是神的智慧使这个十字架变成了荣耀得胜的。
But however, the wisdom of God turned the cross into something that can bring glory and can overcome.
这个是大大的彰显神的智慧，是高过一切受造之物的智慧。
And also it greatly revealed the wisdom of God supersedes all other wisdom and power of creation.
保罗在罗马书十一章33节中是这样赞美神的，身在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？
And so that's why in Romans chapter 11, verse 33, verse 34, it says, Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways. For who hath known the minds of the Lord, or who became his counselor?
刚才我们就是到现在我们讲了一下主耶稣被钉十字架后面的含义。
And so we just share a little bit about the meaning behind the crucifixion of Christ.
但是我还是有疑问，即使那位弟兄知道钉主钉十字架的含义，这个就是能使他哭吗？
So even though that's so, but I still in my heart, I was still a little bit puzzled that for that brother, like even if he knew the meaning behind the cross, would that have caused him to shed tears?
好，我觉得他哭的更重要的原因是因为他知道主是为我们死的。
I think the most important reason why he cried is because he knew that our Lord Jesus died for us.
耶稣是我们代罪的羔羊，是逾越节的羔羊。
So our Lord Jesus was a sin offering. He was the Passover lamb.
我们都知道犹太人在埃及为奴400年，神为了他们救他们出埃及，因为法老不让他们离开，所以神在埃及就降了很多的灾。
And so we all know that the Israelites were slaves in Egypt for 400 years, and then God, in order to save them and to lead them out of Egypt, but then the Pharaoh did not want to allow them to leave, and so God caused a lot of calamities to have disasters to happen to Egypt.
在行最后一灾的时候，神就叫犹太人杀了羊羔，涂在门楣，把血涂在门楣上，可免头生的长子被杀。
And then in the very last calamity, God commanded the Israelites to slaughter lambs and then use their blood to paint their door frames with it so that their eldest son would not be killed.
这是免去神愤怒的代价，就是那个羔羊和羔羊所流的血。
And in other words, the price for saving one from the wrath of God is the price of the lamb and its blood.
我们这些在灵里已死的人和神没有关系的人。
And so for Those of us who have our spirits already died and have no relationship with God.
若没有耶稣在十字架上面带我们死,
and if it wasn't for Jesus who died on the cross for us,
我们和神就无份,没有关系。
Then we will have no part with God.
就像我们父母死,我们为什么要哭的道理一样,若没有父母就没有我们。
And it's in the same way when once when our parents pass away, we will cry because without our parents, then we wouldn't exist.
所以父母死了，我们就要哭。
And so when our parents pass away, we cry.
耶稣和我们在灵里的关系，就像是父母和我们的关系是一样的。
And so a spiritual relationship with our Lord Jesus is a similar way of how we are with our parents.
耶稣就是我们灵里的父母，若没有耶稣上十字架上带我们死，我们就不会重生。
For he is our spiritual parent, and if it wasn't for our Lord Jesus who died for us on the cross, we wouldn't be resurrected. We wouldn't have reborn. We wouldn't have been reborn.
所以想到耶稣在十字架上替我们死，那我弟兄就伤心，所以就哭了。
And so that's why whenever he thought of our Lord Jesus dying on the cross for us, that brother, his heart was moved, and so he cried.
好，我们再来看一段圣经，在马太福音二十六章，我们看。
Well, let's take a look at Book of Matthew, chapter 26.
我们看五十九节，二十六章五十九节到六十四节，我来读一下。
And we'll read from verse 59 to 64.
祭司长和全公会寻敲假见证，控告耶稣要治死他。虽然好些人来做假见证，总得不到实据。幕后有两个人前来说，这个人曾说，我能拆毁神的殿，三日内又建造起来。大祭司就站起来，对耶稣说，你什么都不回答吗？这些人告你的见证告你的是什么呢？耶稣却不言语。大祭司对他说，我指着永生神叫你启示告诉我们，你是神的儿子，基督不是？耶稣对他说，你说的是，然而我告诉你们，后来你们要看见人子坐在全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。
Verse 59 to 64. Now the chief priests and the whole council kept trying to obtain false testimony against Jesus so that they might put him to death. They did not find any, even though many false witnesses came forward. But later on, two came forward and said, this man stated, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days. The high priest stood up and said to him, do you not answer? What is it that these men are testifying against you? But Jesus kept silent, and the high priest said to him, I adjure you by the living God that you tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, you have said it yourself. Nevertheless, I tell you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven.
弟兄姐妹看见没有？耶稣是被害死的。明明没有证据，大祭司还是要害死他。
And so, brothers and sisters, can you see this? The Lord Jesus was falsely accused to death because there were no evidence against him. But then the high priest still wanted to put him to death.
他替我们受了冤屈，连大祭司都说你是神的儿子。耶稣自己也告诉世人，他是神的儿子。
He suffered falsely being accused, and even the high priest said that you are the Son of God. And Jesus himself also told people of this world that he is the Son of God.
以前我也不懂什么叫神的儿子，也觉得这个神的儿子这个是比较难以理解的一个概念。
So before I didn't understand what it means to be Son of God, I thought this was a very hard concept to grasp.
这个有儿子就有父母，这个这个神是父，这个母是在哪里呢？
And so I thought that, okay, if there's a son, that means he has parents. So if God is the father, so who's the mother?
不信神的人一听见这个称呼就会笑话我们这些基督徒。
And so for the non-believers, well, whenever they hear this, this they would laugh at us Christians.
但我们这些信神的就不会笑，因为那些不信的人无法理解。
But for us believers, we wouldn't think it's funny because this is something that non-believers could never understand.
用人的概念怎么能来解释神的事情呢？
Because how could you use a human concept to try to explain things of God?
我记得高中的时候学哲学。
And so I remember that in high school, I took philosophy class.
老师告诉我们，有唯物主义者，有唯心主义者。
And so the teacher told us that there are the materialists and then there are the idealists.
唯物主义者相信看得见、摸得着的东西。唯心主义者只相信心里想的东西。
And so for the materialists, they believe what they could see and what they could touch, whereas the idealists believe what's in their hearts.
老师讲唯心主义就举的就讲了这个例子，他是讲一个哲学家叫笛卡尔。
Given this example, my teacher told us about the philosopher, the Socrates.
Yeah. 他有一句著名的话是我思故我在。
And one of his most famous saying was that I think therefore I am.
这个就是唯心主义。老师教我们这句话的意思就是说那些唯心主义者心里想的才是存在的。
And so this is the idea of idealism. Our teacher told us that the meaning of this word is that only what I think of in my heart, that exists.
那些唯心主义者心里想不到的就是不存在的。
And so for things that the idealist cannot think of, those would be considered non-existent.
我们这些做学生的一听就是说马上就知道唯物主义者是对的，唯心主义者是错的。
And so as students, as soon as we heard this, we would think that, oh, okay, so that means that materialists are correct, and then the idealists are incorrect.
我有好多年都相信这个老师所说的话。
And so for many years, I believed in what this teacher said.
所以在我不信神的时候，根本不能理解有神，更不要说神有儿子这件事了。
And so before I became a believer, I cannot understand God and much less about God having a son.
现在想想，真是这个高中的老师害了我。
So thinking back, I think I was truly misled by this high school teacher.
估计现在的中国的高中还在教这样的哲学概念。
I suspect that even till today, the Chinese philosophy class still teaches these things in the high schools.
这个笛卡尔说的这句话，真是老师说的这个意思吗？不是。
The Socrates said, really mean what my high school teacher said it meant?
这个笛卡尔的意思就是因为我思考了。我是故我在的意思是因为我思考了，所以我是存在的。因为
No.
Yes, continue.
No, because what the Socrates meant that I'm thinking and therefore because I'm doing that, I exist.
因为有了这个思考这个行为，就一定有这个行为的执行者，是这个意思。
And it's because it means that because you are thinking, you're conscious, and so therefore, there is a somebody who would execute upon those thoughts.
大家看见没有？我们的人的知识实在是太有限了。
So if you could see from this, our human understanding is just too limited.
所以高中哲学课的老师讲的这么一句话，就让人轻易的变成了一个唯物主义者。
And just with this one sentence, a high school a philosophy teacher can turn someone into a materialist.
就不相信有神。
And not to believe in God.
但神的奥秘能用人的言语来表达吗？
Can the wonderful, amazing things about God be described using human language?
耶稣是神的儿子这个句话的意思就是用人的语言来表达耶稣有神一切的丰盛。
And so Lord Jesus is the Son of God. This is a way to use use human language to express the fact that Jesus has all the abundance, the full glory of God.
他是神完全荣耀的彰显。
He is the full revelation of God's glory.
所以耶稣在十字架上死可不是一件普通的事情。这是一件人类历史上惊天动地的大事。
And so therefore the death of Jesus upon the cross is not a mundane thing, but rather something that shook up the history of humans.
神的儿子为了拯救我们做了代罪的羔羊，信靠这代罪的羔羊，我们就重生，有了新生命。
And so the Son of God, in order to save us, became this sacrificial lamb. And so by relying upon, by trusting, believing in this sacrificial lamb, that we were reborn and we have a new life.
所以同样道理，神在十字架上的工作是那些不信神的，不是那些不信神的人能理解的。
And so by the same token, God's work upon the cross is not something that those who are non-believers could understand.
那些不属于是人若不属于耶稣有新生命，那他就属于是老亚当的一生生活在罪中。
And so if man does not have Jesus' new life, then he belongs to the old Adam. And then they were living in sin.
那什么是罪呢？
So what is sin?
在罗马书六章十二节是这样讲的。
And so Romans chapter 6 verse 12 it said,
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its lusts.
这里讲得很清楚，罪就是指肉身上面各种各样的欲念，包括男女之间的情欲，对财物的贪欲，以及许多不正当的欲望。
And so here it made it very plain and simple. Sin is referred to all sorts of lusts of our physical bodies, including lusts between man and woman, and for material goods, money, those kind of things.
这个罪
and a lot of improper.
罪一旦作王，就会引动身上的很多的私欲。
And so as soon as you allow sin to rule as your king and your lord, and then it will initiate a lot of these lusts of the body.
人若是只信神，不背自己的十字架，罪身还是会在他身上作王掌权，他的私欲会发动。
So if man believes in God, but yet not willing to carry the cross, then the sin will still rule on his body, and carnal lust will still be activated.
耶稣在马太福音十章三十八节是这样说的。
And so this is said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 38.
不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。得着生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。
And he who does not take his cross and follow me after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it.
我也一直很惊奇，耶稣说这话的时候，他还没上十字架呢。
So I've been puzzled, amazed by this, because when Jesus said these words, he hadn't gone on the cross yet.
他说这话的时候，连施洗约翰还活着呢。耶稣怎么知道他要上十字架
？When he spoke these words, even John the Baptist was still alive. How could he have known that he will go on upon the cross?
他还叫他的门徒背起十字架来跟从他。若耶稣讲这话的时候是他快上十字架的时候，我们会觉得有道理。
And he also called upon his disciples to carry their own cross to follow him. So if if Jesus uttered these words when he was about to go on the cross, then we would think that makes more sense.
那样的话, 那这句话就像是临终嘱咐, 但耶稣早早的就把这句话讲了。
And if that's the case, then it felt more like a last will and testimony. But Jesus said these words early on.
这就是说, 这个话是神说的, 既然是神说的命令, 我们就要听。
So in other words, this is something that God said, and so because God commands, then we shall listen.
耶稣上十字架不但完成了神救赎的工作，十字架也给了我们一个出路。
And so not only did Jesus finish the salvation, great work of God's salvation, but the cross also gave us a way out.
这就是怎样灭绝罪身的办法。
And that is how to destroy our sinful body.
听到这句话，我们心里可能很不舒服。
So we might not feel very comfortable upon hearing these words.
你如果跟一个不信主的人说这句话, 那人估计听都不听完就走了。
So if you said these words to a non-believer, I believe that they would probably turn and just walk away.
这个别人会想, 这个人是个疯子, 要灭绝自己。
Because they would probably think that this person is nuts. He wants to destroy himself.
这个人估计不是去寻死，就是要过与世隔绝的日子。
They would think that this person probably either is seeking suicide or trying to live a life that's away separated from the rest of the world.
这个花花世界多好，为什么要灭绝罪身呢？我们罪有那么大吗？
And they probably think that this world's great. It's full of wonderful things. Why would you seek to destroy your sinful self? Are we full of such great sins?
所以有的，如果不去灭绝，我们的里面的罪会时不时的冒出来。
But indeed, if we do not seek to destroy this sin, then the sin that's inside of us will burble up on top from time to time.
我们是亚当的后代, 天生就是自私的。
And so because we're descendant of Adam, so we are very selfish by nature.
什么是自私呢? 就是我们是自己的王, 只要是我要的。
And what is selfishness? And that is that we view ourselves as the king and lord.
只要是我要的, 我一定要得到的, 别人有的, 我也一定要要。
As long as something that I want, I must have it. And if it's something somebody else's, then I also want it as well.
旧约在创世纪里面记载了这样一个人物, 他叫拉麦, 他是该隐的, 四代孙。
And so in the Old Testament time, there was this person called Lamech. And he was the fourth great grandson of Cain.
这个在创世纪四章十九节，我念一下。好，拉麦娶了两个妻，一个叫亚大，一个叫喜拉。
And so this was in Genesis chapter 4.
亚大生亚巴，亚巴就是铸杖盆。
This was in Genesis chapter. Oh, okay. Good.
牧养牲畜之人的祖师亚巴的兄弟名叫尤巴，是一切弹琴吹哨人的祖师。亚喜拉又生了土巴该隐，他是打造各样铜器铜铁利器的。土巴的该隐的妹子是喇嘛。拉麦对两个妻子说：“亚大喜拉，听我的声音。”拉麦的妻子细听我的话语，壮年人杀我。 伤我，我把他杀了。少年人损我，我把他害了。若杀该隐，遭报七倍；杀拉麦，必遭七十七倍。So
in Genesis chapter 4, verse 19 to 24, it says, Lamech took to himself two wives. The name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other Zerah. Ada gave birth to Jabal, he was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all those who play the lyre and pipe. As of Zillah, she also gave birth to Tubal-Cain, the forger of all implements of bronze and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah. Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, listen to my voice, you wives of Lamech. Give heed to my speech, for I have killed a man for wounding me and a boy for striking me. If Cain is avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold.
大家读这段圣经是不是有触电一样的感觉？反正我是有触电的感觉。
So do you feel like you've been shocked, like you've been shocked when you read through this passage? Because I certainly did feel like that.
大家都知道，该隐是人类历史上第一个杀人的人。
And so as we all know that Cain was the very first human to commit murder.
这个拉麦是第一个娶多妻的人。
And Lamech was the first to have took on more than one wife.
为了满足肉体的欲望，便开始娶多妻，破坏了神二人成为一体的这个规矩。
And to satisfy the lust of his body, he took more than one wife, and he broke God's commandment of two become one flesh.
这还不够，这个拉麦把杀人当作儿戏，谁要得罪了他，拉麦就杀了他。
And that was not enough. And Lamech also took lightly upon killing others. And so whoever has wounded him, he will kill.
在这个四章二十四节中，英文没有像中文说的那个杀，只说报仇。只要有人伤害拉麦，拉麦必定报仇七十七倍。
And so in verse 24, in the English translation, it did not have contained the words kill, as in the Chinese version. It only said avenge. And so whoever trying to hurt Lamech will avenge 77-fold.
在前面的这个22节，大家就读一下，就是说，拉麦有一个儿子，他是打造各样铜铁利器的。
And also, I reread that passage in verse 22. Lamech has a son who was the forger of all implements of bronze and iron.
大家看见没有？从那个时候开始，这个人就发明了兵器。
So as you see that from that point on, man invented weapons.
这个有了兵器，杀人就更容易了。所以怪不得伊拉麦说要杀人，因为有了兵器以后，有兵器的就可以很容易杀掉没兵器的。
And so with the invention of weapons, it made it much easier to kill. And so no wonder Lamech said that he killed others. Because with a weapon, it's easy for someone with a weapon to kill somebody who doesn't have a weapon.
人类的历史不就是这样吗？该隐的子孙离开了神以后，不但没有悔改，反在最终越陷越深。
Isn't it the same with throughout the human history? After the descendants of Cain parted away from God, not only did they not repent, but rather they sank more and more deeper and deeper into sin.
我们这些蒙恩的罪人，如果靠自己的能力能够战胜罪深吗？
And so, as sinners who are saved, if we try to rely upon our own powers and abilities, can we truly defeat our sinful bodies?
不能，因为我们人类的祖先离开神以后，人类后代的罪性就一代一代的传下来了。
We cannot, because ever since our forefather had left God, the sinful nature had been passed down generations to generations.
这个光景越来越糟，我们信了主，蒙恩得救了，我们的罪得赦免。
And so, in fact, this become worse and worse. So we become believers. We become we believe in our Lord. We're saved, and our sins were forgiven.
但我们的罪性常常在我们身上发动。有哪个基督徒敢说信主以后我们就完全圣洁，不再犯罪了呢？
But yet our sinful body, our sinful nature will still constantly rear its head. So which Christian dare to say that after they become believer that we have completely become godly and no longer sin?
或者说心里头连犯罪的念头都没有了呢？
Or to say that we didn't even have a single thought of sinning in our hearts.
我看是没有，我就没有这么好。
I don't think such exists, because at least I know that I'm not up to that standard.
即使信主很多年之后, 我心里头常常还有人的私欲, 只是现在更愿意听神的带领多一些而已。
And so even after many years, after becoming a believer, I still have these kind of personal the desires. And it's just that nowadays I have submitted to God's discipline and the calling of the Holy Spirit just a little bit more than before.
我自己就有亲身经历。 我记得当时刚信主的时候，心里挺火热的，教会的活动也都参加。
And so looking back on myself, when I was first become a believer, my heart was full of fervor for the Lord. And so whenever there were church activities, I'll join and I have this great fire inside of me when I first become a believer. And I also will bring friends to church.
过了一阵子，这个试探就来了。
And after a while, the temptation came.
那时候，这上公司上班呢，是用的是便携电脑，所以就每天带进带出的。And
so at the time, the company that I worked for, we use work laptops, and so we'll bring them home and then bring them back to work.
不知道什么原因，那个时候我差不多同时有三四个电脑同时在用。
And for some reason, I was in possession of three or four laptops and for use at the same time.
那个是20年前，这个便携电脑差不多那个时候是2000多块钱一个。
I still remember that was about 20 some years ago, and so back then, a laptop computer was about $2,000.
这个也抵上半个月的工钱了。
It's probably worth about half of month's pay.
而且那时候我家里还没有，这个心里的念头就出来了。我自己留家里一个，反正公司也不会知道。And
so at the time, I had this thought that why don't I just leave one at home for my own personal use, because the company wouldn't know.
这个还给公司也没有用，他们的旧电脑就随意处置了。And
that it wouldn't be much use to the company, because even if I return it, because they'll simply just recycle the computer and just put it aside.
因为这个电脑每天搬进搬出去，心里就老想着这个事情。And
because I had to take the laptop computer day in and day out into the office, so I constantly think of this thing.
我那些就写一直心里想，留一个电脑在家里，也于人无害，也与自己有益，两全其美的事情，应该可以做吧。And
I would say to myself, what's the harm in leaving a laptop at home? I'm not harming anybody, and it's actually going to do me a lot of good. So why don't I do this?
我想那个时候如果我没有信主的话，我就应该是做了那样的事了。
So thinking back, if I wasn't a believer back then, I probably would have gone ahead with my plan.
但是那时候我有祷告，心里的圣灵就不让我最终做这件事情。By
the time when I prayed about this, the Holy Spirit inside of me did not allow me to do this.
最终我也没有留一台便携电脑在自己家里。
And so towards the end, I did not leave a single work laptop in my house.
在那个公司里做了七年，最后也没有做这件事情。一直等到公司把我裁员了，我也没有做这个事。And
I've been with that company for 7 years, even till the very end when they lay me off, I did not do this.
真是感谢神，是神阻止了我。And
just want to thank God for God stopped me.
我觉得私欲这个东西有时候会追随我们一辈子，没有神的恩典，让我们自己克服私欲，是很难的。And
I feel like this personal lust and this desire on this matter, it's with us for the rest of our lives. And without the blessing of God, it's very hard for us to control these desires on our own. And I think this is a lesson for all Christians to learn.
这个人的私欲, 圣经上叫做罪。
And so this personal desire, this lust, the Bible calls sin.
这个人的罪是与生俱来的, 只要是亚当的子孙, 就有这个罪身。
And men are born with this sin. And as long as we are the descendant of Adam, we have this sinful body.
就像鸭子的后代就是鸭子，狗的后代就是狗一样。 人的后代天生有人的性格。
And just as the same way that descendant of ducks are still ducks and descendant of dogs are still dogs, man as descendant of man, we still have the nature of man.
人就是有罪的。
And as man, we have sin.
感谢主, 我们这些蒙恩得救的人, 是凭着耶稣的宝血洗净我们的罪孽。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that for those who are saved, that our sins were cleansed away by our Lord Jesus' precious blood.
或者如果我们说我们已经信主受洗了, 什么也不做, 就是接着过我们过去这种放纵的生活, 这些人能脱离的人的罪身吗?
But however, if we say that, oh, because we have been baptized and we've become believers, we don't have to do anything and we could continue to live our lives the way before. Can we truly be parted from the sinful nature of our old self?
这个是不能的, 圣经上给了我们一个脱离罪身的办法, 就是我们与耶稣同钉十字架。
Absolutely not. And so therefore, the Bible gave us this way to deal with our sinful bodies, and that is that we nail our old self upon the cross with our Lord Jesus.
我们看一下最后一页我的讲稿上最后一页是看一下加拉太书第五章。
So let's, due to time issues, we'll just skip towards the end. We'll look at Galatians chapter 5.
好, 5章23节是这样讲的, 温柔节制, 这样的事没有律法禁止。
Verse 23, it says, gentleness, self-control, against such things, there is no law.
凡属耶稣基督的人是已经把自己的肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同定十字架了。
Now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passion and desires.
我刚才做了一个个人见证，就是讲，我愿意听神的带领。
So I just gave a personal testimony that I was willing to listen to the guidance of God.
但这还不够, 我们要主动把我们的肉体的邪情私欲钉在十字架上。
But that's not enough. We have to proactively put our flesh to be crucified on the cross.
什么叫私欲钉在十字架上呢?
So what does it mean to crucify the flesh with its passion and desires?
私欲就是自己的要求和想法, 就是我们脑子里的东西。
So passion and desires are things that we think of in our brain.
把这个思想定在十字架上。
So to crucify these thoughts upon the cross.
这个好像不太可能啊, 句子不通啊。
Is this even possible? The sentence doesn't quite make sense.
保罗这里表达的意思就是我们要与耶稣同钉十字架。
So what Paul wants to say here was that we need to be crucified on the cross with Christ.
我们就当我们的旧人已经死了。
We view our old self to be crucified.
我们连人都死了，死人哪里来的邪情私欲呢？
So if our old self has been crucified and died, where would a dead person have passion and desire?
我们的邪情私欲随着我们的旧人已经死在十字架上了。
And so our passion and desire of the flesh have already been crucified.
我们现在活着的不再是我，是耶稣基督在我里面活着。
And so living no longer is myself, but rather our Lord Jesus Christ who is living inside me.
耶稣基督哪来的邪情私欲呢？
Because you think about it. Where does our Lord Jesus does not have any flesh of passion and desires.
所以我个人的经历是，我们在行事为人时，我们在做决定时。
So my personal experience has been that when we are dealing with others, when we're about to make decisions,
我们要向神祷告。
We need to pray to God.
这个事情是神所喜悦的吗？
And ask, is this acceptable to God?
可以做吗？
Can I do this?
不能凭着自己的私欲做事，不能凭着邪情做事。
We cannot do things according to our passion and desires of our flesh.
耶稣在向天父祷告的时候有这么一段，记在约翰福音。
And so when our Lord Jesus was praying to the Heavenly Father, recorded in the book of John,
这是主为他们门主为他的门徒所求。
It records what our Lord Jesus prayed for his disciples.
这我觉得这也是我们的主为我们这些历世历代的门他的门徒们所求的。
I feel that this is also something that our Lord Jesus prayed for his disciples throughout the ages.
我读这一段的时候常常感动。
So I was often moved whenever I read this passage.
我想让弟兄姐妹和我一起来读一下，我们不管是用英文、中文都同时读。我们打开约翰福音17章6节。
So let's all brother and sister, let's read this together, be it in English or Chinese. Let's turn to this page and chapter and read together. So this is John chapter 17.
17章6节到19节，我们一起读。
From verse 6 to 19, let's read together.
你从世上赐给
我的, I have manifested your name to the men whom you gave me out of the world.
他们,
they were yours, and you gave them to me.
你将他们赐给我,
and they have kept your word.
他们也遵守了你的道,
now they have come to know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words which you gave me, I have given to them.
因为你所赐给的道,
and they received them and truly understood that I came forth from you.And they believed that you sent me. I ask on their behalf. I do not ask on behalf of the world, but of those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all things that are mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. I'm no longer in the world, and yet they themselves are in the world. And I come to you, Holy Father, keep them in your name.Name of which you have given me, that they be one even as we are. While I was with them, I was keeping them in your name, which you have given me, and I guard them, and not one of them perish, but the Son of perdition, so that the Scripture would be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, so that they may have my joy and be full in themselves. I have given them your word.And the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but to keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
Sanctify
them in truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. For their sake, I sanctify myself, that they themselves also make sanctified, may be sanctified in truth.
How do you send me into the world? 感谢主，我们的主把我们放在这个世界上，求神用真理使我们成圣。
And so our Lord placed us into this world and pray to God to sanctify us in truth.
他给我们的要求是让我们不属于这个世界，让我们走十字架成圣的道路。
His command to us is that we do not belong to this world, that we walk the sanctifying way of the cross.
他叫我们充满喜乐，他做到了。
And he calls us to command us to be filled with joy, and he was able to accomplish this.
是耶稣把圣灵赐给我们，让我们在无论在什么光景下，都充满喜乐。
Lord Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit, so that regardless of whatever situation we find ourselves in, we are filled with joy.
耶稣要我们还住在这个世界上，他会帮助我们脱离凶恶。
Jesus still allows us to live in this world, but he will help us to be also to be separate from the evils of this world.
我们在这个世上还有使命，我们要把神的福音传给我们的邻舍。
And we have this great commandment in this world, and that is to share the gospel with our neighbors.
和其他的人。
And to share with others.
弟兄姐妹们，我们怎么回应呢？
So brothers and sisters, how should we respond to this?
让我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主天父，谢谢你赐给我们的话语。
Now, dear Lord and Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us your words.
让我们知道我们的罪身靠我们自己的努力是没有办法改变的。
So that we know that we have no way to change with our own abilities to change our sins.
我们只有把自己交在你的手上。
And only when we place ourselves into your hands.
让我们的罪身与你同钉十字架。
So that our sinful body can be nailed, can be crucified to the cross along with you.
让我们走十字架的道路。
And when we walked the way of the cross.
愿我们的心里所想的，手上所做的，都能够满足主的心意。
And so, whatever we thought of in our hearts and our minds, be acceptable to you.
我们一生都要追随你，听耶稣的话。
And we will run after you for the rest of our lives and to listen to the commandments of our Lord.
主啊，谢谢你赐给我们这么好的话语。谢谢你改变了我们的生命。
And Lord, thank you for giving us these wonderful words and changing our lives.
谢谢主，感激祷告，奉靠耶稣基督圣名。
Thank you, Lord. We pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。